Hey everybody, welcome back to Entre Devoir, or maybe Entre Dev-er. To be honest, I'm still figuring out exactly how that word sounds, really. Sort of an odd little sandwich of two words. So yes, welcome back. It is officially the second episode, and today I am joined by actually nobody. Unfortunately, our would-be guest today couldn't make it. So I thought, why not have a little episode to perhaps think out loud for a couple minutes and perhaps reflect on otherwise what would have been an episode turning into an obstacle or basically a non-progress oriented moment in one's projects or one's pursuits. So again, like I was saying, unfortunately our guest, our would-be guest today couldn't make it, but I still have this time in the studio and I want to make good use of it. Now I respect not being able to show up today. However, I've structured my day. I've planned in my time to be doing this right now in this moment. So I want to make good use of that. I've been sitting here and I just had this sort of thought, this sentiment that the smaller a project is in perhaps scale or size of team or small in its terms of existence, the smaller the project, the bigger our shoulders have to be in order to actually carry it, which is the thought of it is a funny catch-22. You would think that it would be the other way around. But when a project such as this podcast really doesn't have an audience or at least a robust audience, or a SaaS business doesn't have thousands of customers or so on and so forth, in order to take that project, to take the organism, so to speak, that living creature, to really make that grow, we have to overcome more obstacles the smaller it is. So what does this mean for us who are in pursuit of some sort of business or some project or have some sort of goal that rests, in which its success rests solely on us, the independent developer or the independent entrepreneur? Well, I think that really means we have to be more pragmatic in our approach. We have to be even more ambitious, more determined to see that idea come to life or to grow. And we have to be much more perseverant to really make that happen. Take a more established organization, say a proper company that maybe has taken some venture capital or has some sort of funding, and they have structured their company in, you know, the typical departments. You've got the dev team, you've got the sales and marketing team, you've got your C-suite or equivalents of managers and specialized roles. Any given individual in that sort of ecosystem can, I would argue, be productive and, or at least rated as being productive in a much more isolated fashion. They really only have the pure function or a very sort of singular obligation to contribute to the overall success of the firm. But as independents, again, our shoulders are bigger. We have way more problems that we have to solve than any one specialized form of skill or labor or tasks. I've experienced this personally in the sales world. I've worked in sales functions lots of times, and I was able to contribute to the overall success. I was able to bring that organization to a successful point with only that one form of contribution. In different terms, my input, the time in versus effect out was a really great ratio. But for independents, it's harder to do that. We spend considerably much more time on everything because it's all up to us. So when we encounter hurdles, and for me, for example, if you, dear listener, are in fact listening, being no-showed, which is ultimately what happened, with all due respect to our would-be guest, who shall remain anonymous. It's a hurdle for me because it drags on that time in versus progress out type ratio that I just alluded to. So when we encounter these hurdles, I believe it's also very important to, first of all, not be surprised again, but in the face of that challenge, doubly add your energy back into the project. You know, I think doing this podcast generally would be awesome. There's so many cool people out there. I'd love to talk to them, and I'd love to share it with you for sure. But I won't be able to do that unless I make it through these initial challenges. And I have to know that these initial challenges will be greater in the freshest sort of infancy of the idea of this project. You know, you can't just start a business or a podcast or anything and just, boom, snap your fingers into an established audience or revenue stream or whatever. I actually sort of think of Amy Hoy from Stacking the Bricks and Freckle and 30 by 500. Folks, if you're an independent developer or you're an independent entrepreneur, if you are in this moment unfamiliar with Amy Hoy, honestly, check out her material, her blog writings, and personally, I'd have to say check out her interview, her interviews on Justin Jackson's podcast, Product People. She's phenomenal. Anyway, in this moment, I think of Amy Hoy in her Stacking the Bricks analogy. If our business is, say, a building, and to really make it a great work, we have to each brick stack one on top of the other. Well, if bricks are moments of triumph in the building process, I think the mortar, the glue that's going to hold that all together and to render those individual bricks useful as a collective, that mortar is doubling back the energy you put into your project in the face of the challenges that we experience. We cannot begrudge the challenges we face in starting our business, managing our business or projects. We have to embrace it, and we have to nurture it. Nurture the problems, for that is what we do, is we nurture and solve those problems. So, all right, folks, I will leave it there. If you've been listening to me and with me, I've got a little monitor, so I hear myself as we go. I want to thank you for joining me, and we will be back for sure with some proper interviews with independent developers. And I'm even optimistic that we'll be back with our guest who we should have had today. So thanks a lot, folks, and we'll chat with you soon.